We are up to Simin Reish Nun Vav. We will be doing Reish Nun Vav as well as the first Sif in Reish Nun Zayin. Says the Machamber, Kishahu Yisrael be Yeshuvan. When Klal Yisrael was in its own Yeshuv, Hayu Tokin be'erev Shabbos Sheish Tkiyas. So they used to blow six Tkiyas, Kedei Lahavdil L'sa'am Min HaMalacha. It was 2 times 3, and they would blow the first time, it says, to get people to stop doing work out in the fields, the second time to get people to close the shops, and the third time to let everyone know that Shabbos is here. Hagav v'nogu b'kihilis hakadoshes shekol shu samach l'shabbos kechatzisha osha. There's a minig that whether it's a half hour, an hour before Shabbos, shemachris shatz lohochin atzmon l'shabbos, that the town announcer goes around reminding people that they should prepare for Shabbos. V'ubim makom atkiyas b'imayim, that is in place of the old kiyas, v'chein roi lino b'chol makom, that's what they should do all over the place. Now, when exactly is this? So first of all, the Mechaber doesn't give any zman. The Rambam and the Tur say that the first set of tkiyas was from Mincha. They don't tell us which Mincha it is, and there's a shaila in the poskim if this is Mincha Ketana or Mincha Gdola. Mincha Gdola being at a half hour after Chatzos, and Mincha Ketana being from Teshuva Umechza, which is 2.5 hours before Shkia. Now, Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah, comes out saying that this Chotzi Shah that the Ramah is talking about, when the people Bizman Azeh go around telling everyone to stop, is about a half hour before Shkia. Now, the Magen Avraham says some interesting things here, and the Mishnah Berurah goes about doing the arithmetic of explaining it. The Magen Avraham says that at Mincha Ketana, they should go around and tell all of the professionals to stop doing their work and to shut all the shops. And he says that this is going to be an hour and a half before the Mishnah Berurah says that this is going to be an hour and a half before our sunset, which is an hour and a half, the Magen Avraham says, which is also an hour before Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah explains it like this. He says, first of all, the Magen Avraham is going with Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rabbeinu Tam, from our sunset until Shkia, you have 58 and a half minutes, which is almost an hour. So the Magen Avraham is holding that an hour and a half before Tzeisik Achavim, which is what his Mincha Ketana is, an hour and a half zmani, 2.5 zmanias before his Tzeisik Achavim, comes out to be an hour and a half before our sunset. What does an hour before Shabbos mean? So a half hour before our sunset, apparently they used to be Makabel Shabbos. This is the way the Mishnah Berurah learns it. So if at the Magen Avraham's Plag HaMincha, which is 2.5 hours before Tzeisik HaChavim, if they're going to warn the people then, it'll end up being an hour and a half before sunset, and that is going to be an hour before the Kabbalah Shabbos. Now, Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah says that you should make sure to warn people. People wait till the last minute, especially women who wait till the last minute, and then once they're done, they run into the shower and then come out and they get ready for Hadlakas Neiros, and by then it could easily be Shkia. So the Mishnah Berurah says that it is roi to have people in the community being masir everybody to stop whatever they're doing early, get themselves ready for Shabbos so that there shouldn't chalila be achshash of chil Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah promises that anyone that does that gets the schus of bonim talmidei chachamim, a bracha from the Chafetz Chaim. Now there's a bir halacha here that where erev Shabbos is yontif, that they should start davening mariv, that means they should do kabbalah Shabbos early. Kabbalah Shabbos, they should do early. Ms. Mashili Yom HaShabbos, they should do early. The reason? The Mishnah Berurah paskins, like the Deis, that even though you're allowed to prepare from Yontif to Shabbos using an Erev Tavshilin, that is only because of the Svar of Hol Mikloy Le'orchim. Meaning that we're really paskining that you cannot prepare on Yontif for Shabbos, but midoraisa, as long as it is not clear that you're preparing for the Shabbos that follows it, but it's something that could be usable on Yontif, midoraisa, there is no issur. It's only drabanan, and for that Erev Tavshilin works. Consequently, if you go ahead and put something, for example, you put a raw cholent on the fire very close to Shabbos, and this is Erev Shabbos being Yontif, so there it's not going to be usable on Shabbos. Therefore, midoraisa, You're preparing from Yontif to Shabbos, which is also, and your Erev Tavshilin isn't going to help you. So the way to make sure that everyone is going to have their food edible before Shabbos comes in, while it's still Yontif, is to make sure to start davening early. So he says this Lamaisa, that on Shabbos that's followed by a Yontif, they should start davening Kabbalah Shabbos earlier. Further, Reish Nun Zayin begins the halachas of Hatmana. There are two gzeiros of Hatmana. There's a machlokas we've shown him exactly where they come from. We paskin like Rashi Shita, and that is the following. It is usur to go ahead and insulate your food in a way that on Shabbos it's going to be considered insulated. It will be wrapped up if you are using a material that generates its own heat, a material that is going to add heat to the food. This is the Isser of Hatmana B'dover HaMosef Hevel on Erev Shabbos. It is Usser because one such material that generates heat is remetz, which is ash mixed with small pieces of charcoal that are burning. If you're going to use this, which is called remetz in Halacha, there's a very strong shash that you're going to go and mix it up in order to stoke the coals. Shem Yechata Begacholim. So Chazal said, don't do Hatmona in anything that is Mosef Hevel as a gzera that you're going to use remetz and you're going to be Chota Begacholim. That is on Erev Shabbos. Let's say you did Hatmona on Erev Shabbos, you insulated your food in something that doesn't generate its own heat. It's mutter to leave it that way for all of Shabbos. On Shabbos itself, it is also to insulate your food even in something that is not Mosef Hevel. The reason being, if you're coming to insulate your food, it means that you want it hot. You take a look at it, it may be cold. You're going to be tempted to heating it up. So if it's a liquid, according to Rashi, it's going to be usur because of bishul. You're heating up a liquid that cooled down. If we go with the Rishonim, that we're going to learn later, who hold in bishul acha bishul balach, that once a liquid was cooked, the halach is that there's no isur in re-cooking it midaraisa. According to them, the chash is that in order to heat up your pot, you're going to light a fire or stoke the coals. So there's still a chash that you're going to break the Yisr of Havara. In either case, therefore, the halacha is that whether you're dealing with a solid or a liquid, Hatmana on Shabbos itself is Osir, even in an Eina Mosef Hevel. So Hatmana on Erev Shabbos is Osir only in a Mosef Hevel. If you're going to leave it that way for Shabbos, Hatmana on Shabbos is Osir under all circumstances. So now let's see the Mechaber insight. On Shabbos itself, there's an Isser of Hatmana, even in an Eina Mosef Hevel. But the halacha is that an Eina Mosef Hevel, Bein Hashmashes, is going to be mutter. Why is that? Because since the whole gzera of Hatmana on Shabbos itself is that you're going to come and heat it up on Shabbos, we say that Erev Shabbos, during Bein Hashmashes, everything is really hot. There's no shash that you're going to go and have to heat it up again. Everything is still hot. Hatmana on a Mosef Hevel is usur even by day, which means even Friday morning if you're going to leave it that way over Shabbos. If you did Hatmana, the halach is in a Dover HaMosef Hevel on Erev Shabbos, the food is usur even b'di'evet. You're not allowed to eat it on Shabbos. That's only something cold that you heated up or it got better with time. What if it just remained as hot as it always was, but it didn't really cook any further? There, it's not cold that you're being nene, and it is mutter. It is from here that the poskim get that in a place where electricity is being produced for Jews, be'isser, even if one is going to be choshish, that the electricity is a ma'isa Shabbos, to use your refrigerator to keep something from spoiling, you're not trying to cool it off, you're just keeping it from spoiling, that they say is mutter because you're not nehne. You're not gaining anything from it. That's like omid b'chamimuso. Here it's omid b'kriruso. Hagoyesh omim dim shochach v'hitmin b'shogig b'dover ha'mosef hevel shari lechel. Some hold that this halacha was only by mezid. But if someone b'shogeg did hatmona in a Mosef Hevel, the halacha is that it is mutter. Mishtabur brings down that Rov Achronim hold that the Machaber didn't agree with this halacha, that it's a machlokas, the Machaber and the Ramah. The Yesh Omim says the Ramah now, the Cholzein also l'kashos l'tzorech laila. Avak shamatmin l'tzorech mocher mutir l'hatim v'od yom edover shein amosif hevel. V'dover amosif hevel. There is a shita that if you're doing hatmana for the sake of tomorrow, so we're not choshish for chitui, and the halacha is that in a dover amosif hevel, you're allowed to do hatmana on erev Shabbos. You're allowed to do an erev Shabbos, and we are not choshish that you're going to go ahead and do chitui. Now we don't hold of the shita. The reason we don't hold of the shita is first of all in shihi itself, the Mishtabura told us you can't rely on this. Kolshkin and Hatmana, where you always cover something up well in a way that it's going to be edible tomorrow, and you're not Masir Das from it. Ubidiyeved, Yeshlismo Chalze, Ubavachlo Ye Rogelasos came. If you did it, then Bidiyeved, you can eat the food as long as you are not a repeated offender. So the halacha is that if you went ahead and did Hatmana for food for the next day, you were over in Isser. Whereas Bidiyeved, you can be somalchanet if necessary, as long as you don't have a habit of forgetting this and doing this.